On this day we celebrate the vigil of Pentecost, which in many ways is one of the greatest feasts, or the greatest feast, because after all, we receive the Spirit which shall remain with us till the end of time, and every single thing we do, every sacrament we receive is done, performed by the priests, by the bishops of the church, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And our Lord himself says in the gospel today, which you should have been following on your own, "He who loves me will keep my commandments. And then I will ask the Father, and he will send another paraclete." Paraclete, which means advocate, consoler. "And he will come upon you and remain till the end of time." But we must, first of all, obey his commandments. And of course, as we celebrate the first Saturday of this month of July, month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the immense, infinite love of God for us, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we also look to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, always united to the Sacred Heart. She is the example of those who follow Christ, those who obey Christ. "If you love me, keep my commandments." She has kept them. And so she teaches us by her words and by her example how to keep the commandments of Christ. We cannot be separated from her any more than she can be separated from her Son. And thus, in her, we cannot be separated from her Son. It is all one reality. And it is a reality, of course, which we shall see more tomorrow on the Feast of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which is poured out like water, like the floods of heaven, of graces, to the whole church and to the whole world. Throughout the scriptures, we see that the Holy Spirit was poured out. The Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. The Holy Spirit was present to all. And of course, in the Old Testament in particular, we don't see that there is yet a relationship between the Holy Spirit and men. It is only an outpouring of the Spirit to prepare them to receive the life-giving, salutary life that the Holy Spirit bestows upon us. And so today, as we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the most pure and chaste spouse of that same Spirit, the chosen mother of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the beloved daughter from eternity of God the Father, let us beseech her that we may follow Christ fully, with her, under her, and together with her. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.